Your letters and emails. Girl child dropout. I finished my teacher training in 2004. At my first school, I observed that the number of girls in grade 4 was quite impressive. But when I was given class 7, I discovered a noticeable drop in numbers, almost half. Traditional attitudes which favour males in education contradict the gender policy in education in Zambia. So I found it very important to identify the deep-rooted causes of this girl child dropout. I investigated the situation through reading documents and talking to people in my area and found that causes included financial reasons, parents' low education levels, girls' low self-esteem, early pregnancy, teachers' negative attitudes towards girls, especially in science subjects. I worked to raise parents' awareness that sending girls to school can positively contribute to the development of the country. Some parents have now changed their negative attitude and vowed to continue their children's education. I would like to correspond with other teachers working on these issues around the world. From Augustine Chulube, Kashitu Middle Basic School, P.O. Box 490025, Kaputa, Zambia. Bringing diagrams to life. I have often used the diagrams from the book Inclusive Education, where there are few resources. My sister redrew the pictures of the pegboards for me to use in training seminars and for explaining the difference between special, integrated, and inclusive education. I found the illustrations very useful. They present a very concrete explanation which has been effective with people with all levels of education. I asked a local carpenter to make me a wooden version of the boards which I use when training. They make the diagrams come to life and help blind participants to appreciate the concept more. There's a diagram of differences between special, integrated and inclusive education. The special education diagram shows an education system for normal children, round pegs, a different system for special needs children using square pegs. In the inclusive education diagram, all children are different. We change the system to accommodate everyone. In the integrated education diagram, trying to change children so they fit into the normal system, making square pegs fit into round holes. There is also a picture of wooden boards made in Afghanistan. Karen Chesterton, currently working as Disability and Education Advisor for Afghanistan Ministry of Education through UNDP. Email krchesterton-education@yahoo.com or contact through EENET's postal address. A well-timed newsletter. Thank you for Newsletter 9, which includes articles about the use of art, dance and images in inclusive education. You came at the right time with this information. I am a theatre practitioner working with the Swaziland Association of Theatre for Children and Young People. We use theatre as a life skill and as a tool to educate and inform people on dangers and social issues at community and national level. Theatre has proved to be a powerful form of information, dissemination and education. We have plays on HIV or AIDS issues with the involvement of the disabled. I strongly feel theatre can be more effective in the enabling education network. We would like to network with all countries or organisations involved in such work. From Zodwa Tigama, P.O. Box 472, Mbabane, Swaziland, email andrewmoyo2000@yahoo.com. Editor's note, copies of Inclusive Education, where there are few resources, published by Atlas Alliance-Norway, are available free from EENET.